Father in heaven, we come to you this day with a grateful heart, thanking you and giving you praise and honor. Lord, we thank you that you're so real. And Father, I believe that you want us all to dwell in a secret place in your presence. Your word declares there's fullness of joy. And Father, we need to believe that in our hearts, that you have something wonderful on this side of heaven and also when we get to heaven. And I believe that you're working upon your people in a very special way in this last hour. For those who become faithful, your word says that there shall be those that do great and mighty exploits with signs and wonders shall follow the believers. And Father, for those who will seek your face and trust you and walk in your love and your blessings, I believe that you're going to have a tribe people, a special people that's walk upright, walking in your presence this last hour, walking wisely before you, having not a head knowledge, but having a knowledge moved by your spirit. And Father, we know it's not by might, nor by power, but by your spirit, saith the Lord. And Father, we know that nothing's impossible for those that believe. Those that call upon you, you will answer and show them great and mighty things that we know not. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing on your people this day. I pray that you encourage them, strengthen them, uplift them. And for those who's going through struggles right now, I pray that your word says, and having done all to stand, I pray that these, they might stand strong by your mighty spirit, that they would not lean and no longer in their own understanding, and in all ways they would acknowledge you, and you shall direct their paths. Father, we pray that that will be made complete on your people this day. We pray for a mighty blessing. Father, we pray for your wonderful spirit to move mightily. And Father, we pray that these words that we have will be set from heaven. And I pray that you move upon your people as only you can. Father, because I don't even have no inkling of what we're supposed to do, but I pray that you bless us. Father, I do know a slight touch I feel from you, and it discerns he that dwells in the secret place, the Most High. And Father, we pray that we'll all walk in that place that you wish us to walk. We come in that landmark that's called safety, walking to not please our flesh no longer, but pleasing your will, walking in your victory, walking in your strength, walking in your leadership and your guidance. Father, we just pray for the believers this day. We pray for those this day that's going through struggles, through times of things that's bothering them. I pray that you'd speak their hearts and set them free this day. For those that have a heaviness, I pray that you'd come against that heaviness and set them free this day. For those that have pains, I pray that you'd come against that pain, bring them through it, encourage them, and let them be pain-free this day from on. I pray that their bodies will be touched by your spirit from heaven. And I pray for those who have a physical need, I pray that you'd meet that need. And Father, you confirm your word upon them. Bless them. And Father, we pray for those this day that do not know you as their Lord and Savior. We pray for that one to accept Jesus as their personal Savior. If we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be saved. And Father, we know believing on the heart is when we believe and confess you as Lord and Savior, that you will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For those that believe this day, we pray mightily for those this day who have not made their dedication this day, and those who would seek thy face, we pray that you'd make yourself real to them as they call upon you. Father, for those who have failed you, we know that you are the one that, as we come to you, believe in you, that you're able to repent. You're able to put our sins in a sea of forgetfulness, never to remember no more. And Father, we pray that we would count our many blessings this day. Lord, that we might be thankful for America this day as Thanksgiving. We might be thankful for what you've given us. We might be thankful for the inheritance you've given all your believers. Father, we thank you for providing for us. Father, we thank you for the good meal this day that we have eaten. We thank you for the home that we're here at. We thank you for the provisions you've given us. We thank you for the greater is he that's within us. He is in the world. And Father, we thank you for your mercy that endures to all generations. We thank you for your saving grace. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank you for those whosoever shall call upon thy name shall be saved. And Father, we thank you this day for thy inheritance that fades not away, reserved in heaven for us. Father, we thank you that we're a child of God. We thank you that you're more than conquerors through you which love us. Father, we just pray for a mighty hedge about your people this day. We pray that you'd uplift them, encourage them this day. Father, for those who have lived in a questionable manner, we pray that you'd encourage them to do better. We pray that you'd speak their hearts and let them realize there is hope for them, there's strength for them, for that one who has wavered. We pray that they will put their heart this day and seek you in a very special way, because your word declares that they shall seek, they shall surely find you. And Father, we know that you're real. We know that you're faithful. And Father, I pray that you'd move mightily this day. We pray that you'd bind all hindering powers. And Father, everything is negative. We pray that we define it as zero. We pray that we do mightily by your Spirit, that you'd increase yourself, those that be happy, whose hearts is made perfect through you this day. And we thank you that we're more than conquerors through Jesus, which loves us. We thank you for what Jesus paid in full, a debt that we could not pay. He paid a debt that he did not owe, but he paid that we might have eternal life, that we might have that determination to go forth in the name of God, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that you would give us that awesome power in this last hour, that we might face the things of time that caused many to fall, that we might be determined to walk upright, that we might surrender our whole being to this day in a wonderful way. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. And we thank you for your wonderful word. This wonderful word is so validated, so special. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. We know that whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And Father, when we sow this word by reading it, it becomes life. It becomes fuel that we can be not walk in discouragement no longer, but it helps us to be encouraged ourselves. And we read this word as we put our faith in this word is powerful. It's the most powerful book that's ever been in the universe. And we know your word, all heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word will not pass away. We know that things will pass away, but we know this wonderful word will not pass away. And we know where your Spirit is, there is liberty. And we claim that touch today. We claim touch your people in a very wonderful way, in a very large way. And touch them in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. You know, I really truly believe that we're living in the very special day. We live in a day that's going to be great reward for the people that live wisely, that choose to want to strive for the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that God's going to do wonderful things. I believe it, that he's going to do great and mighty things to those that call upon his name. The 91st Psalms, I believe, it says, he that dwelleth in a secret place and the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place. You know, many times we want to be that we want to do things like we plan it in our minds. But God has a secret place for each one of us. And that place, as we come into his presence, there's fullness of joy. We need to call upon him and have that personal relationship. It's not everybody that's going to be in the secret place. It's not everybody that's going to obtain what God wishes for us, but it's reachable. We can obtain it if we will seek God. And God has offered us a goodness and blessing that we can reach. We can strive for it. We can work for that in our heart. We may have all the time we keep trying, but that's the way it should be. We need to keep climbing. And we don't know where the path is going to end in this life. We don't know how many days we're going to live here upon earth. We don't know exactly when your coming is, but we know the latter part. We believe your coming is very soon. We believe it's at the door. We believe that all things have been made complete, and the things that Jesus spoke about in the last days, that perilous times shall come. All these events are coming to pass. We're seeing how the weather changes. We're seeing how climate changes. We see how temperatures are changing. We see the cycles of climate change in such a period that where some place didn't have any moisture, any rain, now they have a lot. All these things are a sign to us that God's coming back to send his son Jesus. Jesus is about return, able to be in set forth to return to his beloved. And we need to be ready. We need to seek for him. We need to make ourselves ready, that we be ready for that great and wonderful day that's coming very soon, that we will not miss the greatest thing, the greatest date that's ever been upon earth. The greatest other than that day is when Jesus comes to this earth. But the day right now, the date to behold us is the coming of our Lord. We need to prepare for that wonderful day. We need to be excited. We need to be joyful. We need to be wonderful joy, peace, because he's bringing back to us a wonderful tribute that God has, that he wants the beloved who has stand faithful through times of trials, to those who have went through many troublesome times, for those who have had their hearts broken,
those, but they stay constantly in the presence of God, these are going to be rewarded mightily. God's going to reward them because he's been able to stand faithful for these years. The Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but his wonderful word shall not pass away. God's going to move mightily, and I believe he's coming back to touch the beloved. He's here to uplift us, to encourage us in these last hours, because it says if he didn't share it in the day, the very elect would not be saved. We know that he says also, shall he find faith when he returns? And that day is coming very soon when we'll see that many have lost their faith. They have lost their first love. They have no more dedication. They're losing these things. This is because time itself is changing and adapting to this Antichrist. The Antichrist, which is from the enemy himself, he's letting himself known. Even the lands where we live in, he's letting himself known, and people are seeing that, and he's bringing such an overlay of his presence upon the beloved that many of the beloved say, well, I wish to try this, like it was when Eve says, let's try this apple. This apple, Adam, it's wonderful. But they found when they took it, it meant that they was going to see death. And God made a way after we had this curse put upon our lives that we could receive atonement for our sin, that we might receive a blessing, that we might receive an inheritance that fades out away. That Jesus came not in vain, but he came that we might receive abundant life, that we might receive the fulfillment that God was going to have a special people that would go through him through the eons of time to the time he comes back. Come for his own, he's going to have a remnant. He's going to have a holy people. He's going to have a people that's walking upright before him, that have not lost their first love, that have not lost their faith, that walking determined to serve the Lord God with gladness of heart. They would have joy unspeakable, full of glory. They would be pleasing their Heavenly Father. They would walk pleasing and the Lord with all pleasing. We realize that God's called the faithful to stand strong, and whatever it takes, we need to stand. Having done all, we need to stand. And I believe a lot of times that's what we do. We just all have to stand and stand strong. We have to stand not by the might of men. We stand in the might of God. We stand in the might of the Spirit of God. God will never let us go. He's there to help us, to uplift us, to encourage us. And the church this day needs to be encouraged, because he's coming a time when the world is not looking for him. And the saints of God need to cry out, Abba, Father, come quickly, Lord Jesus, come quickly. And when God hears these voices of his saints, he says, I'm coming back to save you, my children. Just hang on a second more, because heaven is so beautiful. It's so wonderful. You can't imagine what it looks like up here. It's beyond anything that I can tell you. It's beyond, but I never speak a lie. So I'm speaking to you, my beloved. Yea, if thou shalt stay true, I, the Lord thy God, shall give you a mighty inheritance that fades out away, and I shall give you a peace forevermore. You'll see fulfillment of peace. You'll see fulfillment of joy. You'll see fulfillment of great blessings to those who call upon my. I say that hour is very close. My church, receive me with gladness, because I'm coming through the clouds of glory. I say the enemy is coming to kill, destroy, and steal. He's coming to make havoc of my church. And I say he's working very hard. He's working very diligent. But be my ones, arise from sleep, knowing the time now is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is your salvation. Nearer than you believe, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let therefore thou cast off all the works of darkness, and let you put on the whole armor of life, because I shall give you power. And I say, when the enemy comes in like the flood, I, the Lord thy God, shall raise up a standard against him. And I give you by power of the Holy Ghost in this last hour, that thou might walk wisely as doves with heart. Oh, hallelujah. Walk wisely as serpents, harmless as doves, harmless as doves. The enemy, you wanted to trick me up right there, but the power of God is in being wise as you, but harmless as doves. And God wishes us to be powerful. We need to realize that people are switching around from the A to Z. And that's what's happening in the Word of God. They're making what they once believed a long time ago. It's not what's true today. And this is the act of the enemy. He comes, as the very second ago he did to me, that I would quote that scripture wrong. And God wants to realize that he's turning around. Even our minds, many people find themselves in discouragement. They find their minds in indecisions, and they don't know how to handle it, because the Spirit of the Lord has moved mightily in such a way that people have come against the Spirit of God. And through that, they're living in an improper manner, and they've been in confusion this hour, and they're forgetting where they came from. They're forgetting the power that was once with them, and that power has left them. And my people, thou must walk wisely in this last hour. Thou must walk wisely as a true child of God. Thou must walk deliberately to serve the Lord thy God. Thou must walk, will not accept anything but God's best. My people, thou must walk humbling yourself to the degree that thou will not take anything only from the Lord thy God, because the enemy is a traitor. He will come and tell you as he deceived Eve, the same thing this last hour. He's going to come to deceive you. He will tell you that you can live improperly in this world, that God doesn't care, but he's lying to you. My people, thou must be separated. Thou must be a holy people. Thou must be without wrath. Thou must walk honestly as the day approaches. Thou must walk as a wise child. Thou must walk uprightly before the Lord thy God. For those who will do this, I, the Lord thy God, shall build a mighty hedge around them in this last hour. And they will enjoy my peace. They will enjoy my joy. And I say, when I think the enemy comes against them, they will wish he hadn't come against them, because I will put him away mightily by my spirit of my people. For I shall give them overwhelming power over the victory of the things of this world. And they shall set that one free that will call upon his name. And those who seek me, they shall surely find me. This hour, my people must realize that I will work within my people, and I shall bless them, and I shall move upon them, and no obstructions shall come against them. I say the enemy comes to bring stumbling, you might be scattered, but you, my people, must stay arranging in my spirit, that thou would no longer be feel like failures, but thou would walk in faith, determined, say, I am my God's, as I will say, the Lord is my refuge. I say, my people, thou must realize that I've called you to say the things as which is to come to pass. My people must be wise in these last hours, for since I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge daily. Thou must rehearse that. I will say of the Lord, he is my Father. I will say of the Lord, he is my Savior. He is my friend. I will say of the Lord, he is my deliverer. I will say of the Lord, my God is perfect. And I say the enemy is a wicked one. And I denounce thee, Satan, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the Holy Ghost. Thou must say these things as being a proper child. Thou must say these things that you will not obtain the way of this world, that thou will be different, said the Spirit of God, that my people should come out from among this world, and my people should be separated, said the Lord, and my people should not touch the things of this world no longer, that my people might walk upright and wisely as my children, because I am their Father, and I will never leave my ones, and those who will call upon me, I will keep them through the time of discouragement, these times of opposition from the enemy, which is very coming very soon. My people need to be ready to exit this land, because I'm coming back very shortly, and that's just a few moments. I'm coming back. Be ready, my people. Be ready, for I, the Lord thy God, to uplift thee, to encourage thee in a mighty way. For I, the Lord thy God, have seen the discouragement. The enemy has come in and like a flood to discourage my people. And I say my people have dried up like a sour plum that spins out in the baked in the sun, because they've been put off aside. When my people should reasonably reply, and says, I am God's child. I will say of you this day that I'm the proper child, and I'm going to live for God, and I'm going to walk in his holiness. I'm going to walk in his beauty. I'm going to walk in his salvation, for I am God's child. And I shall say of that day, the enemy, you're defeated in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, and he shall go flee from you. For I have given you great power. I've given you great power this last hour. Thou wilt be a proper child, and thou wilt not walk in the intentions of the enemy. He has no power over you. You will say of me, said the Lord, you have no power. You must deny him from having any accusation to you. You must cover yourself with my presence. He that dwells in a secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I am the one that covers you. I am the one that keeps you. Lift to me. I am he that keepeth thee. I will keep thee, and no harm shall befall thee, nor plague can lie in thy dwelling. For I shall cover thee with my feathers, and I shall give thee inheritance, and fade not away. Rejoice in me always. And I say rejoice. Rejoice. Make thy heart merry. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before my presence by singing. Know that I am God. I am the one that made thee. Ye are the sheep of my pastures. Enter your gates with thanksgiving. Enter your courts with praise. My people need to praise me. My people need to be encouraged this day. For I am a healing source for thee this day. For all people, that they can receive a joy, a peace, an encouragement. They shall have perfect peace. They will have perfect contentment. For I wish to content my people in this last hour to prove the enemy is wrong. For I have a holy people. I have a people that is able to be more than conquerors through the one that loves them. The Son of God, Jesus, who has paid in full, that my people might receive that ransom, that they might receive that precious atonement of sin, that they might be forgiven, that the enemy cannot torment them no longer, that they can be set free. Even these days right now, thou art finding themselves sinning. I have given thee power to be overcomers, that I shall forgive thee, and I shall keep thee. The times of dishonesty works that come from the adversary. He comes as a dishonest person. He comes as the father of all lies. He's wicked. He's despicable. All the things that's rotten. He is the master of it all. But I say my people must realize they're not going to see the things that are seen, but they must look for the things which are not seen. But the things you see, the enemy can distort that, and you think it's okay when it's sin. That's why my people need to be full of my spirit. My people must be walking in wholeness. My people must be overcomers. And those who will do those things, I, the Lord thy God, shall love them, and I shall make perfection in their lives in a very special way. In the name of Jesus' wonderful name, I pray that you'll bless your people this day. I pray that you'll anoint the people this day for those that's going through struggles, as I have this last week myself. I pray that you turn the tides right now in Jesus' name. Touch your people fresh and new. Touch them, encourage them, bless them. And Father, we thank you for your inheritance. Oh, that one of these days we're going to see Jesus and we're going to say, I will say of the Lord, this my heavenly Father's coming back. My Jesus is coming back. I will say. And we need to say, I am God's child. I am God's child. The enemy has no right to what he had looking at. And I am the victim. So I will not choose him no longer. I'm going to refuse him. I'm going to refuse him. I will say to the Lord, I choose God. I'm going to choose life. I'm going to choose the Spirit of God. And my people need to say this, claim this continually. And I said, the enemy cannot touch you if you could continually choose for me. The problem is, my people go for seasons and they don't call upon me. They go, and the enemy sees that. He sees my people getting very lenient, very walking, very close to where he is. And he just reaches out and pats them on the back a few times. And I say, pretty soon he has them under his control. At that time, they're too far from the shepherd. And the shepherd cannot hear that faint voice. And I say that enemy takes that faint voice and starts destroying inch by inch. And that faint voice will have no voice at all. When he finds himself separate from the Lord their God, when time shall be the more, he said, I should have said, I will say of the Lord. I will say of the Lord. He is my strength. I will say of the Lord. He is my power. I want to live in heaven. I will say of the Lord, I want to live righteously, godly. I will say of the Lord, you are my defense. You are my way maker. I will say of the Lord, he is mighty. I will say of the Lord, I praise him. I glorify his wonderful name. I praise the Lord. I will say of the Lord, he is my mighty God. I will say of the Lord, he is my shepherd. I will say of the Lord, he is my provider. I will say of the Lord, he is my defender. I will say of the Lord, he is my healer. Out there tonight, right now, I'm saying this. If any of these touch you, claim it. I will say, Lord, he is my victory. I will say, the Lord, he is my mighty God. I will say, the Lord, I wish for him. I don't want any power, no thing that even goes any connection, the enemy of this world. I will say, the Lord, I want the full things of God. I want all of God. I will say, the Lord, he is my way maker. I will say, the Lord, he is here to heal you this night. I will say that God's here. We bring these things in activity. God wants to speak these things into existence, child of God. You are here for a purpose. You're here to defend righteousness. And you have to defend it in, I will say of the Lord. I will say of the Lord, God has given me power over death, grave, and hell. He has given me victory over the problems of face man. The things that bring people down to gloominess, to hesitation of having any victory. that we can walk in victorious in these last hours, because I can say it. We can, you and I all can say of the Lord, He is my power. He is my authority. I've been blessed by God because I am His child. I have confessed Him. He's my Savior. He's my living Father. He's my living King. For I love Thee to this day, my Father. I thank You, Jesus. I thank You, Holy Ghost, that You're real. Pray for a mighty blessing upon America this day. I pray for those out there this night that You've spoken to. I pray that You'd bless them in a mighty way. We thank You. I don't know how to quit, so I'm just going to close. Father God, we just pray for a mighty blessing on Your people this night. We pray that You'd uplift them, bring them to heavenly places. We thank You in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God.